I don't know what y'all thought about Raw last night, but I thought a lot of it was kind of actually a giant letdown, and the crowd seemed to agree with me for the most of it. But I'll break it all down and get to it after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. Like, I agree with the crowd for the most part. Coming out of me, if you listen to it, if you watched Raw last night, for the most part, they didn't sound very alive, per se. And I didn't like a lot of it. Like, but a lot of it was just, you know, I mean, there's good storytelling. They're getting better. The matches are put together better. But there's just so much bad. And I don't know, the crowd seemed to agree. And a lot of people on social media till today, suddenly I saw all the people that loved it suddenly coming out of the woodwork. You know, but people during it live didn't seem very happy. And I agree with KO, just done. Because it started out with good with him on the mic, and then once Jake BL came out, which was flat, and it really has worked, it was just done after that. Sorry. JBL and that thing isn't working. The Corbin experiment with him doing that isn't working. JBL not going on to commentary for the first time, I think, since he's been, you know, doing this whole thing at ringside there just watching. Maybe the second time. Shows it's not working. Maybe JBL on the mic itself. It's just literally the same joke repeatedly. And I get it, he's a heel, but he can actually, like, seem like he's putting forth effort when he's coming up with the stuff. Not literally, at least change it up a little. Just the same shtick over and over, minus a line or so from, you know, what state they're in. Sorry, not a fan of it. I'm still on the side that he needs to go, that, you know, Baron just needs to go back to the lone wolf already. This shit isn't working. Sorry, Happy Corbin, there's no chance that was going to work. You know, we've turned it into this shit. Not getting any better. It was so easy for them to do it, and they didn't, so hopefully sooner or later he does, you know, turn on him. Yeah, JBL, and get it over with and go back to Lone Wolf and just maul people like he used to, and we know that he can, because I don't know why they have to throw a big crazy gimmick like the new wrestling god, the modern-day wrestling god, whatever the hell they call it. I don't know why that has to, you know, they have to have something like that every time. They can't just let him, again, Lone Wolf might be that, but just let him go out there and beat the hell out of people, do Lone Wolf things. You don't need to put no crazy bum-ass, happy, constable, you know, just let him go do what he knows how to do. This is him and JBL thing. Sorry, this many weeks, not digging it. The crowd didn't seem to dig it either. And I agree with KO, you know, putting his head down, pretending to be sleeping on the turnbuckle. And the crowd didn't seem to care. Like, it's really, really bad. It was a bad precursor once they did that. And the big thing I have after all that, too, is Kevin Patrick, you know, good old KP on commentary. Then almost no one kicks out of Deep Six. Everyone kicks out of Deep Six. Sometimes we see matches where someone kicks out of it twice before the end of days. So everyone, bad lines like that, like Michael Cole saying that SmackDown had such high ratings because everyone wanted to see Ronda Rousey and Raquel. I'm pretty sure that wasn't the reason that SmackDown saw its biggest numbers in 2 years. Maybe because, you know, John Cena was having a match. Might have had something to do with it. You know, it was kind of on that level. I love Alexa Bliss. We know I love Alexa Bliss. They're not the only ones. I have more that I don't know where to put yet. We all know I'm a big fan. We know I'm a fan of Bray Wyatt again. We all saw the mask before Halloween. Like, I have all of that. You know, I appreciate what he does storytelling wise. I'm not freaking out over, you know, and not having, you know, matches yet on TV and, you know, all of that. But they fly Bo out there. I'm pretty sure we can all confirm now Bo is there for Raw just to go out there and stand and look at her for about 3 seconds or so, maybe 10, before they go to commercial break, and that was it. Like, that was shit. That was bad. It's like the first time he just stood there and laughed at Bray. Like, those are the missteps that they're doing. Maybe I'm just extra turned. But it's not good either. Sorry. What did we accomplish that? He came out. We all knew that they had, like, there was something going on with all the stuff glitching on the screen for this long. Like, we all knew it. And they gave us that. That was piss poorly done. Argue with me. That one, that was bad. They did all that, and we just get them staring at each other like we haven't seen that before. Bayley defeated Mia Yim, stole it. That, again, same shit every week. I will say Dakota looked good, though, in that whole entire, whatever she had going on the attack backstage did nothing either. There hasn't been any growth. There hasn't been any evolution. It's just the same shit, whether it was Bayley, you know, and them going after Becky or Bianca or Candice or now Mia. Yeah, like, I mean, it's literally the same thing. They haven't added anything to it, and it hasn't worked, which is the problem. At least they figured out that, yeah, Hit Row hasn't worked, and, you know, heel turn did all that. Like, none of this is working. It hasn't worked. And it's literally just, you know, over and over again. Again, maybe I'm extra grumpy today. I don't know. Long weekend, but that was bad. Like, I get it. There's stories. People are going to say, calm down. Appreciate your passion. But, like, well, when it's not working for this long, you got to do something. Like, Bayley, where she was, like, at the beginning to when she turned heel, you know, all the way up to when she got hurt compared to now is not the same Bayley. Like, Bayley before the injury and now with damage control, two separate things. Not the same. Not the same person, not the same anything. I guess, you know, she had to try to do something different, but that was working so well, and they decided to add that, you know, damage control and have them, and it's, like, just done nothing for me. Again, you can comment and tell me I'm a dick, but it's done nothing. It's literally been the same thing on loop since SummerSlam. At least Judgment Day, as dumb as it is, you know, a lot of it, Dom and stuff that I hate, at least they're adding wrinkles here and there, no matter how ridiculous they are, it's something. And that's just, it's not my thing. Again, tell me whatever you want. Find the comments section somewhere. Find me on Twitter. I don't care. Shit's not working. Don't like it. I did like the Austin Theory and Seth Rollins segment. I thought that was good. They always have good things. I mean, it was a bunch of the same, but, you know, the little things to get each other, but it worked. It did work, which is a good thing because I needed something that would work. And we got to see, you know, Bobby Lashley back, which, you know, we all knew he'd come back. Didn't know when, but he came back, and that was really cool to see. I appreciate you. I like, you know, I thought that last run there, you know, from leading up to getting the title until then, like, I thought he did a lot of fantastic things. I thought it was so much better. Yeah, it was better than his first one. And it was way better than when he first came back, the old, you know, Lana and all that stupid shit. And like he told, yeah, MVP, he's not ready yet for the Hurt Business to get back together, but that means at some point they're going to get back together. I hope it's sooner than later and done properly this time, because that was hot. Like, they were there taking over everything, and it was broke up after like 12 seconds, and Bobby kicked them all out and said, I don't, literally, and the same, like, time span there. Anyone that watched it told Cedric and them he didn't need his help, didn't ask for his help, didn't need anybody's help. So he kicked them out, and the group was done. And then immediately, in the same thing, 3 seconds later, walked down in the hallway into the locker room and put a bounty out on Drew McIntyre's head. Like, that was taken apart dumb. Who wants to argue that with me? Yeah, you know, I'm really ready on that. Like, I don't need any help. Put a contract on his head, though. Like, you literally can't make this shit up. That was dumb. I'm really looking forward to it again. And just because, I mean, Cedric's talented, except for when he talks. There's just something we all have to agree on that. And Shelton can still go. And still super talented. And how long he's been back with the company. Like, that was the most impressive thing they did. And then they, you know, finished it so quick. I don't know why, because they did nothing with them afterward. But, like, that was such a good thing they could have had going. So hopefully that gets put, you know, back together and done properly and gave it a fair shake this time. So I thought it was great. Thought they had been doing a lot of dumb stuff. Just the way they ended it in the time frame made no sense. Rhea just rolled through Candice like she didn't exist. And the crowd seemed pretty flat and dead, at least to my ear through the TV from it, which isn't good, but no one cares. I will say the Cody package they put together was nice. Nice to see them doing stuff like that, because, again, they didn't for the longest, you know, time. People just, boom, they're there. That was one of my favorite things, like, you know, watching the old, you know, the surgery and rehab and all those videos, like my sacrifice and all that stuff. Like, that was really cool, and I thought it was something they could put together really, you know, easy. They have the rights to the music. You know, work it out, take a few minutes, find the video clips, put them together, get it done. And they have the people to do it, just like they could have, you know, videos during entrances for real. You know, so it could have been better with that, but again, good to see it. I mean, Jesus, look how long we had, you know, the Randy News Network coming up and giving us updates, which is still better than nothing. So Did enjoy that. I know we all know he's coming back at the Rumble. I'm very excited to see what they do with him. I think he deserves the run. I really do. We'll have to see how they do it because he was on fire, and those were matches after Matt. Like, he just kept rolling in good matches with Seth there, even with the torn pec. So, really, you know, I want to see it finally happen, him get the title. Nothing he ever thought of back in the past when he left. He definitely earned it with everything he's done and just, you know, everything he did with the K-back match quality, even with one arm. So, I did enjoy that. Solo beat Dolph. Shocker. Then we get to Miz TV in the main event. Leads us to Dom. And, you know, regardless of him winning with his feet on the rope and getting the win, on the Street Profits become number one contenders. And I'm not. No one gets it misconstrued. I'm not judging anything. Because the Profits did have a lot of chances. You know, and the WWE didn't pull the trigger on them beating the Usos. So I'm not saying anything about wanting to see it again. I thought the match would be better. But especially if it's only for the Raw titles. You know, because they're much, you know, better together than, you know, the Judgment Day. But, like, everything leading up to it. And by the way, Finn better be the one going for it. I don't know how they even got to continue. Oh, put Dom in there. The whole point is running the gauntlet enough to get a fresh guy halfway through. But anyway, the stupidity and all that. The buildup was just so fucking stupid. See, there it is. F-bombs everywhere galore. I don't know how anyone can listen to it. I don't know how anyone enjoys any of it. Maybe it's just because I know people that have actually been in situations like that. And, I mean, it's just... it's dumb. I'm sorry. The writing sucks. He did get me to laugh. I'll give him that. And then snitches get stitches. But, you know, just coming out of his mouth, you know, it's just humorous. Like, it's not good. It's not good. Like, Corey Graves, like, he reminds me of when Carmella's out there, when Dom's out there, just nonstop. And then you hear half the shit coming out of his mouth that isn't about that. And some of it isn't even sentences because he's so busy trying to sell all that stuff. And Corey's saying he's the most, you know, he's so dangerous that he's afraid of himself. He's the most dangerous man in WWE. And I have to, it's so bad I have to give Kevin Patrick credit and say there, because last night if you were listening, he did say there are Instagram stories longer than the amount of time Dominic Mysterio spent in jail. Like, I'm sorry, the whole thing, we all know how it all works. Like, at least in the real world that, you know, people are family members. Like, it's just so shittily cheapy. It's, I like it. I'm sorry. Like, I tried, and you even go back all the way when he first, you know, split. Now I was talking nice things. It just hasn't gotten anywhere with it. I think it drags down. Because, you know, there's always the comicalness of having Dom there. You know, Rhea's way more over than any of them. Yeah, you know, I don't think it's done anything. And it's just a pile of shit. Sorry. Ended already. Hannah said that no matter what, if, you know, Raw came anywhere near us, we weren't going because she refuses to go because she doesn't want to see it because she finds it to be that stupid. She watches AEW, finds some entertaining stuff. NXT finds some entertaining stuff. SmackDown, entertaining stuff. Raw, she's like, why the fuck am I watching this? Because it's the same thing with The Miz on loop. Same shit with Dom, just gets dumber every week on loop. And again, I'm not judging having different people go after the Usos for tag gold. They needed to. Who else were they going to go against except for the same thing on loop? I'm not complaining about that. I think the Profits would have been a better match. But that's just me personally, because again, I just, Dom, sorry. He's the low bar on the whole entire thing. So, like, thank you for at least taking it. If Raw ever comes, I'm never allowed to go. Because she won't go, and they never come anywhere real close. So, it's just bad. Sorry, I think they should fire all the writers and just start, like, it garbage. I hate it. You could like it. I hate it. I find it to be pure shit. I don't know how anyone's entertained by it or comprehend it, but everyone's entitled to their own opinion. People, I think I suck. So to each their own. Sometimes I really actually kind of do, but like I just want it to be over. I don't like the Miz paying people and doing all that all the time. Don't have money, have money. Like, it's just like literally the same thing, just like damage control, going back and forth, you know, doing the same thing just with a different person every time and not evolving. You know, and they better, it's just, I don't know. See, no words. I just hope that, you know, if they have them beat the Usos, they better not have them beat the Usos. But if they do, it better not be Dom wearing the gold to do it after how good they've been on SAR. I just don't think they're there. It's a lower bar for Finn for where he should be. And even Priest and playing, you know, Dom's like sidekick. It's just, I don't know. All I know is after they got the win and went from a lot of boos, at least from what I could hear personally, again, kind of deaf, but I was right there by the TV, can hear things. It went from boos to, like, by the end of it, I didn't hear any boos. And it's not because the music drowns out, because you can clearly hear boos when there's music, no matter what. Like, you can hear the cheers no matter what you try. It's not going to drown out. And I didn't hear a lot there at the end. That thing for Priest. Like, no. How about we don't ever do that again? That was ridiculous, too. And again, I only don't want them, I just don't. Sorry. It sucks. And the match quality probably better with, yeah, the Street Profits. But again, seen it a million times. But if they're going to dethrone them with the further rogue titles, Profits are the better pick, in my opinion. But just me. Don't forget, go on YouTube. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Good Pods, like it's everywhere. Find it. Find me on Twitter and at a mouse. Deuces. Peace.